great state of Texas, and good to hear you, Steve. And just having a good day, walked with my little doggies along the river downtown, and I'm just enjoying life. This is KI5ZPI, back to you, Net Control.
All right, sounds like a good time downtown Milwaukee. I think you said you're near the river. Enjoy your evening tonight. Thanks for checking in. Much appreciated. Anyone else out there? I wouldn't mind hitting 40. I'm two away.
That was downtown Waukesha.
All right, any final check-ins? I know there's a birthday boy out there. Apparently he just going to check in. I don't know if he's on the All-Star or not. And he's a guy that never wanted to be on the radio, and he's done it a long time now here. Is he out there?
Yeah, come on, KC9JLB. Where's the birthday boy? Yeah, operator.
All right, he must be out there blowing out all those candles. And thanks for joining me, everyone, here today. Much appreciated. And this is KD1Z, and this was Happy Hour. We had 37 of you join us today, so that makes me very happy. And I'll let you do your 73 round, and we'll catch you again tomorrow night at 5 o'clock Happy Hour.
Great job, Bill. Have a great weekend, everybody. KB9LLV.
Good night for a bonfire tonight. And I know IG.
Yeah, you're right about that. Great job there, Bill. As always, at IPY.
Bill, KC4EM.
Net Control, I bow to your capabilities. K9UUG, have a good night.
Are you trying to say that he's like herding kittens?
I wouldn't dare say that. Now you know better.
Yeah, running this net's not so bad. You know, it's one of those things. If you don't hear the call, you don't hear the call. Nothing wrong with that. You know, you only can take down what you hear. You gotta be quick in writing, though, that's for sure. But it's a lot of fun. I think I've got 20 or so under my belt.
It's time, Kevin. KD1Z.
Well, haven't had a chance to say hello to you on the phone here lately, so I'll do it here. Hello.
Yeah, it's closer to winter. I will. I ain't got a problem with it. I just got so much stuff going on. I was out on a motorcycle earlier. I don't do much radio stuff, period, during the summer.
Oh, now that kind of an attitude will get you everywhere. you have any experience with the Yellowcraft crowd?
I've seen a picture of one. Does that count?
Oh, I guess I'll retract my question. You know, just when I get this radio, that now we get a geomagnetic storm. His boo.
So I think it's a shack in the box, too, because apparently you were doing UHF with it yesterday, too.
UHF, I don't have that option. I have 160 through 2 meters, but not 450, not the 400 megahertz gizmo. They don't have enough room in the box, but yes, it's a shack in the box.
Half a shack, anyway, apparently. Yeah, okay, I didn't know which one you were doing yesterday. I heard you say you were on it. I think that was yesterday.
77 centimeters.
Who, what, where?
Doesn't have the 70.
Oh, there you go, throwing those technical terms at me. Yeah, you're right. I don't have the centimeter gizmo. But it gives me almost everything else. And I can listen to shortwave bands. It's a pretty complete check in the box. Except when there's a geomagnetic storm. Then I get ticked off. So there.
Yeah. I've just seen them at Dayton on display. That's about all I've seen of them. I know it's a QRP radio, but that's all I know about it. It's a neat looking radio.